Christians are paying the price for Egypt's change. Flooding in northeast India may rival the destruction of the 2004 tsunami. And we'll also tell you the story of a kindergartner, her poetry, and clean water. All that on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egypt's new cabinet got to work this week, rolling up their sleeves and tackling big problems. Outside, former President Mohamed Morsi supporters were protesting. Greg Musselman, a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says,
"It appears it's an organized chaos in some ways, but then still on the streets you're seeing all this violence and the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, they're certainly, making their point being heard, but also using violence to try to get Mohamed Morsi back into office."
It seems the price of the political uproar is being paid by Christians. Musselman cited multiple attacks over the last 2 weeks by Muslim hardliners targeting churches, ministries, and believers. Will it get better?
The hope is that with the changing of the guard again, that they will be more sympathetic to Christians. So there may be less persecution coming from the state government. But again, with the radical groups who are not going to sit still, the fear is that these attacks will continue to increase.
Believers are asking you to pray with them. Details at our website. Next, northern India's flooding is potentially the worst natural disaster in that country since 2004 tsunami. Jeff Palmer of Baptist Global Response says there's a silver lining.
When things are at their worst, sometimes it's at the best place that God's message can come in, a message of hope and love.
BGR's partners are taking those messages to flood survivors along with food, clean water, and health care. BGR is sending these supplies to northern India, and their partners take it from there.
The people who are actually being the hands of Jesus, you know, by delivering the goods are also the mouthpiece also and the feet by going with the gospel.
They've helped several thousand survivors so far. You can support their efforts at missionnetworknews.org.
Pray for those who are giving compassion out by giving food and water, but also pray that they would be wise to be able to share a testimony of what God's done in their life.
This is Mission Network News. A 17-year-old is being held prisoner in her own room. The teen girl in Indonesia recently found faith in Jesus Christ, but the International Mission Board says she was persecuted by her Hindu family. She escaped, but her family found her 3 months ago and locked her up again. The IMB says the family's trying to convert her back to Hinduism, but she's holding on to her faith in Jesus. Pray for strength and for family members to know God. Meanwhile, music and missions will be coming together to send Bibles and Christian teaching tools abroad. While it's a few months away, Christian Resources International is teaming up with Christian singer-songwriter Mark Schultz in October for a concert. Schultz says the American church has a responsibility to help provide resources to those in need.
We have been given so much to give to those in need and those who are hungering and thirsting for God's word. And so this concert may be one of the greatest gifts that we can give to our brothers and sisters around the world.
The goal is to worship God, encourage people to get more involved in ministry, then to support CRI. CRI's Jason Wolford says his ministry is collecting new and used Bibles and Christian teaching tools from people like you.
We're able to share, send, and sow God's word to those around the world who simply cannot afford it.
For those in and around Michigan, the concert's in Highland. For those not, well, you can support CRI with funding to ship the books. We have a link at our website. And action makes a difference no matter how old you are. Living Water International says poverty-related problems are a spiritual issue. They're part of the solution, first with clean water, then with the gospel. 10-year-old Maddie started talking about it and eventually helped raise nearly $5,000 toward water wells. She also inspired a kindergartner, Hattie. Hattie decided to sell her poetry door-to-door to raise awareness and funds. Want to follow their example? We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking and helps you understand how you can make a difference. Share it with your church or Bible study. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.